Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
All of us have a choice to make. Will we continue to divide, distract, and dishonor one another? Or will we love our neighbors as we love ourselves?
Democratic challenger, the Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock, narrowly beat incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler for a Georgia Senate seat. The race between incumbent Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff is too close to call, but Ossoff is ahead. Whoever wins the special runoff election determines which party controls the U.S. Senate. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says overall the election ran smoothly. Helen Butler, executive director of the People's Agenda, told a Common Cause Georgia briefing call that most voters were able to vote easily.
But we've also seen that there are some people trying to intimidate others.
A fresh Communities Get Out the Vote tour bus with many African-American voters on board was reportedly met by a counter-caravan that tried to stop them from coming into Folkestone, Georgia. Police escorted the bus into and out of town. Vice President Mike Pence is due to preside over Congress's joint ceremony today to officially count electoral votes. Earlier this week, President Donald Trump encouraged Pence to reject some votes.
I hope that our great vice president comes through for us. He's a great guy. Of course, if he doesn't come through, I won't like him quite as much.
At least 13 Republican senators and 140 representatives say they'll raise objections. But clear majorities in both houses want to move forward. The leaders of both houses, Republican Mitch McConnell and Democrat Nancy Pelosi, are against the protests. Objections could delay the count by over a day. Trump's contention via tweet that Pence can, quote, reject fraudulently chosen electors, unquote, is not true, according to William and Mary law professor Rebecca Green.
All the 12th Amendment says is that the joint session of Congress on January 6th will count the votes, and the word counted provides no basis for anyone to override anything.
Last night, the New York Times reports Pence told Trump that he doesn't have that power. Congress opens envelopes from each state and the District of Columbia in alphabetical order. If at least one member from both chambers raises an objection, members must immediately return to their separate chambers. Each challenge can be debated for up to 2 hours before both houses return to report results. Professor Rebecca Green and other experts spoke at a briefing yesterday organized by the National Task Force on Election Crises. Meredith McGee directs Issue 1, a cross-partisan political reform nonprofit. McGee points out that the Electoral College votes were actually certified 3 weeks ago.
People are talking about Congress certifying the election. That's not what they're doing. They are counting the votes. And so the language here is important. The votes have already been certified.
Meanwhile, D.C. law enforcement is asking the public to stay home after threats of violence surfaced online from pro-Trump supporters rallying in D.C. today. Crowds started to gather outside the White House last night. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.